From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. Something that's been missing in San Francisco Bay for 60 years appears to be making a comeback. Harbor porpoises are showing up in growing numbers. And as Lauren Summer reports, researchers are trying to understand just why they're returning.
The walkway across the Golden Gate Bridge is almost always packed with people taking photos, but Bill Keener isn't here for snapshots of the stunning views.
So that's the spot where the porpoise was right there.
Keener is with Golden Gate Cetacean Research, a nonprofit group. He's holding a massive telephoto lens over the side of the railing, scanning the water 200 feet below.
There's a porpoise right here coming very, very close.
A dark shape appears in the water. It's a harbor porpoise coming up for air.
Here's a mother and a calf right here coming straight at us.
The porpoises have dark gray backs, and they're about 5 feet long, smaller than most of their dolphin relatives.
Look at that. That one's on its side. The porpoise turned on its side and spinning and it's feeding.
Porpoises spin as they go after schools of herring and anchovies, which means these porpoises are feeding in the middle of a heavily trafficked shipping lane.
These porpoises have found a way to not only avoid the ships, but it's also just the noise they make.
Seeing this behavior is huge for Keener. Harbor porpoises are notoriously shy in the open ocean, so they're tough to study. But the fact that they're here in San Francisco Bay is what's most remarkable. Porpoises haven't been seen in the bay for more than 60 years.
All right, I'm going to try to get some photos of this one. It's coming straight at us, very close.
With their photos, they've identified 250 porpoises in the bay by looking at unique scars and color patterns on the animals. When these researchers first started their work on the bridge, they caused a bit of a stir.
You notice that there was a Golden Gate Bridge Patrol officer here just a few minutes ago. Well, we're staring down into the water for hours. They start getting worried about us, but they know us now. They know what we're doing.
Of course, the big question is why harbor porpoises disappeared in the first place. Keener says the bay has always been porpoise habitat. Their bones have been found from hundreds of years ago.
And then there were reports in the 30s, and then we don't really have any reports from around World War II. And there was a lot of things going on in World War II that could have caused that.
San Francisco Bay became a wartime port. It was a major shipbuilding center.
Into fog-shrouded San Francisco Bay, where thousands lined the hills and piers, sailed 14 warships beneath crowd-jammed Golden Gate Bridge.
The Navy strung a 7-mile-long net underwater across the opening of the bay to keep out Japanese submarines. Hundreds of mines were planted in the waters outside the Golden Gate. Keener says all that activity certainly would have disturbed the porpoises, but there's a bigger change that may have driven them away. To see it, we have to get closer to the water.
It's clearing up a little, John.
It is clearing up.
This is good. It's a good day to look for porpoise.
I'm heading toward the Golden Gate Bridge on a 22-foot boat with Keener and Jonathan Stern, a whale researcher at San Francisco State University. Stern was the first person to spot the porpoises in the bay 3 years ago.
I just couldn't figure out what they were doing here. It's like when you see somebody, you're used to seeing somebody at work and you see them somewhere like, you know, in Hawaii or something. What are you doing here? You're out of place. It was just like that.
The bay we're gliding over today is a far cry from the 1950s and 60s. As the Bay Area boomed, so did water pollution. Keener says raw sewage used to flow right into the bay.
I just remember coming across the Bay Bridge when I was very young, and it would just smell. It would stink.
After the Clean Water Act was passed in 1972, the bay's water quality began to improve. But Stern says it took time for the food web to come back.
It takes the biology a while to track the chemistry. So it's not surprising that it's taken years for this ecosystem to generate like this.
And Stern says maybe the porpoises had to rediscover the bay.
Because over 60 years, we're talking about a number of generations of porpoises. So it's quite likely that San Francisco Bay as a location, as a habitat, was sort of out of the institutional memory of the harbor porpoises off the coast here.
The boat slows down as we pass under the Golden Gate Bridge.
There's porpoises between us and the South Tower at 200 yards.
Keener and Stern have a special permit to approach the porpoises. We wait, listening for them to surface.
I just heard one here. Here's a cow-calf pair close to the boat, and we'll hear this pop. The old-time sailors used to call them puffing pigs. That's the exhalation. Wow, that was 5 or 6 feet from the boat.
the porpoises seem calm around boats in the bay, which Stern says will let researchers study their life cycle and social structure, as well as how they might react to big events like the upcoming America's Cup race. Overall, he says it's a good sign that the porpoises are here.
It's one of those very few good news environmental stories, and it's like in our backyard. You know, there was the will to get the bay cleaner, and we're now starting to see the effects of that. It gives one hope.
On San Francisco Bay, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
To see photos of porpoises in the bay and to find out the best times to see them, head to our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.